Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala khatemin nebiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Diversions from prayer. Attar supplication. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the 18-page booklet Diversions from Prayer, grant him the felicity of offering prayer with complete concentration and confer upon him and his parents forgiveness without account. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of Salat. Addressing the one who recited praise and salat after prayer. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, supplicate, it will be accepted. Seek, it will be granted. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Ruling on offering prayer after putting on a patterned shawl. It is related in Sahih al-Bukhari that the mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, has narrated that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam offered prayer in a khamisa with prints on it. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam glanced at its designs. After he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam finished praying, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, take this shawl of mine to Abu Jahm and bring the ambijaniya of Abu Jahm, because this shawl has just diverted my attention from prayer. It is also narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I began to see its patterns during prayer, so I fear that it may divert me. Clothing has an effect on the heart. Commenting on the above hadith, Hakimul Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has stated that khamisa in Arabic means a shawl with designs. It was a woolen black coloured shawl which Abu Jahm radiyallahu anhu had presented to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a gift. Having worn this shawl, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam offered prayer. Ambijaniya is an ascription to the name of a Syrian town where plain clothes are manufactured. Just as in our time, muslin from Bagalpur, Boria and Dhaka and cotton cloth from Lailpur are famous. Merely returning the shawl would have disappointed Abu Jahm radiallahu anhu. Therefore, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked for another shawl in exchange, so that Abu Jahm radiallahu anhu would be happy. Sufis have stated that clothes have an effect on the heart, especially on a pure and bright one. For example, if there is a tiny black spot on a piece of white cloth, the spot is visible from a distance. This also shows that the mihrab of a masjid should be simple. This is better because the attention of a worshipper will not be diverted. According to some Sufis, it is better to offer prayer on a plain mat rather than one that has designs and prints on it. Their viewpoint is based on the same above mentioned hadith. Remember, all of this is actually aimed at teaching the Ummah. Different states pass over the noble heart of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. At times, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam feared a decrease in humility and concentration due to the designs on a piece of clothing. And sometimes, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam offered prayer in the battleground under the shade of swords, but his concentration remained unaffected. Sometimes his humanity manifests, and at other times the luminescence of his attribute of light. it is permissible to offer prayer in clothing that has designs on it. O devotees of the beloved Prophet, no one should get under the impression that it is impermissible to offer prayer in colourful clothes or in ones that have designs on them. The ruling on this matter is that whether it is a design on clothes, something heavy in the pocket, or anything else which creates a hurdle in the attainment of concentration during prayer, refraining from such a thing is better and rewardable. New blessed sandals. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam once wore a pair of new blessed sandals and found them good. So he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam performed a prostration in gratitude and said, I have shown humility to my Lord so that he will not show wrath to me. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam then went out and bestowed those blessed sandals upon the first beggar whom he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam met. Afterwards, he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said to Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anhu, buy me sandals made from old and soft leather. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam then wore them. Gold ring. Before gold was declared forbidden for men, the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had a gold ring on his blessed finger. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was seated on the blessed minbar when he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam removed the ring and said, this preoccupied me. One gaze of mine remained towards it and one gaze towards you, i.e. those present. Gold is forbidden for men. O devotees of the beloved Prophet, initially gold was permissible for men to wear, but it was declared impermissible later on. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu has stated, taking silk in his right hand and gold in the left, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam declared, both of these things are forbidden for the men of my ummah. Gold ring thrown away. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam once saw a person who had a gold ring on his finger. Taking off the ring from his finger, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam threw it away and warned, does anyone keep an ember in his hand? After the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam left, someone suggested to the person, pick up your ring and use it for any other purpose instead of wearing it. He replied, by Allah Almighty, I will never take that. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has thrown it away. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Misfortune of love for a bird. Parable. A worshipper worshipped Allah Almighty in a forest for a long period of time. He once saw a bird chirping inside its nest in a tree. So he thought to himself, how wonderful it will be if I find a place for worship near this tree. I will continue to enjoy hearing the sound of this bird. He then did that. Allah Almighty revealed to the Prophet alayhi salam of that time, say to so and so worshipper, you have become attached to creation. I have downgraded your station in such a way that you will no longer be able to attain it by any deed. A ruling on keeping birds. O devotees of prayer, to keep birds, etc., is permissible, but to keep oneself occupied in them in such a way that it becomes a hurdle to concentration in prayer and inclination to other acts of worship is not appropriate. It is necessary to feed and provide them with water abundantly, so that you are not the cause of hunger and thirst to them in any way. My master, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi, has stated, one should offer feed and water to animals 70 times, i.e. multiple times a day. Otherwise, rearing them and keeping them hungry and thirsty is a severe sin. It is necessary to refrain from inflicting every type of cruelty on animals. Oppressing an animal is a bigger sin than oppressing even a Muslim. A Muslim can file a lawsuit, etc., but an oppressed animal cannot complain to anyone. Also, remember that the prayer of an oppressed animal against its oppressor is answered. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. A blessed companion gave his garden as charity. Parable. Sayyiduna Abu Talha al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu was offering prayer in his garden when suddenly a grey-coloured pigeon flew here and there, trying to find a way out of the garden. He radiyallahu anhu liked this scene and fixed his gaze on it for a moment. As he radiyallahu anhu turned his attention to prayer, he could not remember how many units he had offered. He radiyallahu anhu said, my wealth, i.e. garden, has cast me into tribulation. Therefore, he radiyallahu anhu came to the courts of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and having related the incident, he radiyallahu anhu humbly said, O Prophet of Allah, now that garden is sadaqah. Spend it however you wish. Tabi'i saint donated his garden as charity. Parable. A Tabi'i saint, rahmatullahi alayhi, offered prayer in his date palm tree garden, laden with fruits. The trees were bowing. His eye fell on them, so he, rahmatullahi alayhi, liked them and could not remember how many units he, rahmatullahi alayhi, had offered. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned it to the leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu, and proclaimed, now that garden is sadaqah. Spend it in the path of Allah Almighty. Therefore, Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu sold it for 50,000. Fear of annoying a friend. But, O seekers of heaven, have you noticed when the garden of a companion of the Holy Prophet and that of a Tabi'i saint became a hurdle in the attainment of concentration during prayer, they gave them as charity in the way of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. Our pious predecessors had deep attachment to prayer. Sadly, on the contrary, here are we heedless people. Most of us have forgotten prayer. By means of azan, we are invited to come to the masjid to offer prayer 5 times a day. But we do not take note of it. If the president of a country or a minister sends an invitation to someone, he will be over the moon. He will boast of it amongst people a lot, saying, I am invited by the so-and-so minister on such and such a date. Regretfully, the invitation from an official is seen as a feather in one's cap. But the invitation from the muadhin, who calls us to offer prayer in the divine court, is given no regard at all. If a relative or a friend invites you to attend a wedding or any other ceremony, you accept it even unwillingly. At times, you fear that he will get annoyed if you do not accept his invitation. But if you do not accept the invitation from the muadhin, who calls out, Hayya ala salah, I come towards prayer, Allah Almighty will be displeased. Have you ever thought about that? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The prayer offered with concentration relieves grief. On pages 74 and 75 of the 84-page book, The Path of Knowledge, published by Dawat-e Islami's Maktabatul Madina, it is stated, a student of Islamic studies is not supposed to worry about the matters of the world, because worrying about the matters of the world is extremely harmful and has no benefit. To worry about the world brings about darkness in the heart, and to ponder over the hereafter brings about light in the heart, and the effect of this light manifests in prayer. Grieving for the world prevents a person from virtuous deeds, and pondering over the hereafter inspires him to do good deeds. Also, remember that offering prayer with humility and concentration and keeping oneself occupied in acquiring Islamic knowledge remove worry and grief. Effective means of blessing in sustenance. On page 80 of the same book, The Path of Knowledge, it is stated, an effective means of having blessing in sustenance is that a man should offer prayer with humility and concentration, performing the essentials of prayer slowly and performing its wajib acts, sunan and etiquettes completely with due care. 10 means of living a long life. The following are things that bring about an increase in the lifespan of a person. Number 1. Doing good deeds. Number 2. Not causing pain to Muslims. Number 3. Respecting elders. Number 4. Good conduct with relatives. Number 5. Reciting the following words 3 times each in the morning and evening on a daily basis. Subhanallahi mil'al mizani wa muntahal ilmi wa mablaghar ridha. وزينة العرش والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ملء الميزان ومنتهى العلم ومغلغ الرضا وزينة العرش. Number 6. Refraining from cutting lush green trees unnecessarily. Performing ablution thoroughly whilst paying attention to sunan and etiquettes. Number 8. Offering prayer with concentration and humility. Number 9. To perform Hajj and Umrah with the same ihram, i.e. to perform Hajj Qiran. Number 10. To look after your health. All of these matters are reasons for a long life. Why does a slave forget units of prayer? The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, when the call to prayer is announced, Satan runs away, turning his back and breaking wind, so that he will not hear the azan. After the azan, he returns. When the iqama is recited, he runs away once again. After the iqama, he comes and begins to whisper to the worshipper, saying, remember such and such a thing. Remember such and such a thing. Regarding things which he had not recalled, until the person does not remember how many units he has offered. Azan drives away Satan. Commenting on the above blessed hadith, Hakimul Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has stated that Satan's running away has been used in the literal sense here. The effect of azan is that it drives away Satan. This is why azan is called out when plague spreads, because this pandemic arises from the effect of jinn. Moreover, azan is called out in the ear of a newborn baby because Satan is present at the time of its birth and the baby cries because Satan strikes it. Likewise, after the burial of a Muslim, azan is called out at the headside of the grave. That is the time when the deceased person has to go through a test and Satan tries to trick him. By the blessing of azan, Satan will run away. The buried Muslim will gain comfort and his heart will incline to his new abode. He will also recall the answers to the questions from Nakirain. In order to get detailed information about calling out azan at the grave, read the booklet Izanul Ajri fi Azanil Qabri, included in the fifth volume of the reference edition of Fatawa-e Razaviyya. Forgotten things come to mind during prayer. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi has further stated, from experience, it is obvious that those things come into the mind of a person during prayer that do not come into his mind when outside prayer. This also shows that for the purpose of putting human beings to the test, Allah Almighty has given Satan the power to influence their hearts. No matter how hard efforts you make, you do not succeed in completely getting rid of satanic whispers. Therefore, you should not worry about satanic whispers and continue to offer prayer. One should not give up eating foods because of flies. Satan informed about the location of the treasure. Parable. A person buried his wealth somewhere and forgot. He came to the court of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi and mentioned his problem. Imam Azam rahmatullahi alayhi advised, keep offering nafl prayer all night and you will recall where you have buried the treasure. The person started offering prayer. After he had offered only a few units, he recalled where he had buried the wealth and he ended nafl prayer. Then, coming to the court of Imam Azam rahmatullahi alayhi, he recounted the whole story. Imam Azam rahmatullahi alayhi commented, I knew that Satan would not let you offer nafl prayer all night and would make you remember where you had buried your wealth so that you would give up offering prayer. O devotees of the beloved Prophet, this parable shows that the person offered nafl prayer with humility and concentration for pleasing Allah Almighty following the advice of Imam Azam rahmatullahi alayh. So his problem was solved. Remember, when you recite any litany or invocation for the accomplishment of any worldly task, you should also make the intention of reward. For example, when you travel with a Madini Qafila of Da'wat-e Islami or recite any litany or invocation for the acquisition of blessing in sustenance, a recovery from disease, payment of debt, birth of a child, or for finding a suitable marriage partner, etc., make sure that you intend to please Allah Almighty. If Allah Almighty wills, your aim will be fulfilled. Similarly, when offering Salatul Haja, etc., you should make the intention of earning reward. What to do if you forget the number of units in prayer? Bukhari Shariat states, if a person is doubtful about the number of units he has offered, for example, he is doubtful whether he has offered 3 units or 4, and this has happened for the first time after he has reached puberty, he must break prayer by performing salam or doing anything which is contrary to prayer. Or, alternatively, he should offer prayer according to his strong presumption. But he must offer this prayer again in any case. The mere intention of breaking prayer is not sufficient, i.e. he must perform a prayer in validating action. If this has not happened for the first time, but rather he has already become doubtful in his life about the number of units, he should act upon his strong presumption. If there is no strong presumption, he should consider the lesser number of units to have been offered. For example, if he is doubtful about 3 or 4 units, he should consider that he has offered 3 units. If he has doubt about 2 or 3, he should consider that he has offered 2, and so forth. He must perform qada in the 3rd as well as in the 4th unit, because the 3rd unit may possibly be the 4th one. After performing the 4th unit, he must perform sajda sahv in the qada and perform salam. If he has strong presumption, there is no need to perform sajda sahv. However, if he takes a pause thinking for as long as subhanallah can be recited 3 times, sajda sahv will become wajib. If a worshipper becomes doubtful about the number of units after he has finished prayer, this will not be taken into consideration. However, after prayer, if he is convinced that he has missed any obligatory act but does not know for sure which act he has missed, it is obligatory to offer prayer again. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. He would misuse the internet. Dear Islamic brothers, in order to develop a passion for learning rulings on ablution, ghusl and prayer, to increase the fear of Allah in your heart, to get rid of sins and to develop the mindset of treading on the path to paradise, stay affiliated with the Madani environment of Dawati Islami, the Madani movement of the devotees of the beloved Prophet. Listen to a Madani parable for persuasion. A young man from the Orangi town area of Karachi used to commit sins day and night. He would gamble on snooker, cricket, etc. Watch movies and dramas along with his bad friends and would watch vulgar movies on his personal computer. Around 4 or 5 years before the writing of this, he was once using the internet and browsing different websites, when suddenly a preacher delivering a speech appeared on the screen. He wanted to change the channel, but it was as if the manner of the preacher captivated him. He started listening to the speech. The preacher was motivating audience to have fear of Allah Almighty. During the speech, the young man also felt guilty of his sins and was impressed by those words. Upon obtaining further information, he came to know that the speech was being delivered at Sahrai Madina near Toll Plaza, Karachi, during the Sunnah-inspiring congregation of Dawati Islami. By the grace of Allah Almighty, during the same congregation, not only did he become a disciple of Al-Ghawth Al-Azam Rahmatullahi Alayh, he also joined the Madani environment of Dawati Islami for protection from sins. That way, he was blessed with repentance. In addition, he also witnessed the blessings of Dawati Islami. For example, he once saw in his dream that a Madrasatul Madina for adults had been set up in Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi and Islamic brothers had been reciting the noble Qur'an. On another occasion, he dreamt that the weekly Sunnah-inspiring congregation of Dawati Islami was taking place in Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi and a preacher of Dawati Islami was delivering a speech. By the grace of Allah Almighty, he was made responsible for pious deeds at an area level and was blessed with travelling with a Madani Qafila each month for more or less 11 months. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Offer prayer like the one departing this life. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when any of you offers prayer, he should offer it like a departing person, presuming that now he will never be able to offer prayer again. Say farewell to everything of yours at the time of prayer. Commenting on the above blessed hadith, Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, in other words, offer prayer like the person who is going towards his Lord, leaving his lower self, getting away from his desires and saying farewell to his life. Sayyiduna Bakr bin Abdullah al-Muzani rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, if you want to benefit from your prayer, you should say these words to yourself before starting prayer. Maybe I will never be able to offer prayer again after this one. This is the last prayer of my life. At the time of prayer, remember death and develop the mindset. This is the last prayer of my life. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has cautioned, remember death in your prayer, because when any person remembers death during his prayer, he will certainly offer prayer in an excellent manner. Offer prayer like the person who has no hope of being able to offer another prayer. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.